It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. You remember, if you listened last week or to the radio or listened online, Mr. Chuck Roy was with us, and we covered so many bases talking about the Patriot Sporting Challenge, the Yannis Catfish Classic coming up May the 5th and 6th. We just didn't have enough time to cover all the bases. Guess who's back? We've got Chuck back with us today, and we'll have time today to really inform you on what's going on. Chuck, thank you, buddy, for being here.
No problem, Luke. You know, I enjoy visiting with you.
Had a good time with you last week, and I got several emails that, you know, the Yannis Catfish Classic that's coming up in May, people that had fished it and looking forward to that. The Patriot Sporting Challenge was what we got into it a little bit, Chuck, last week, but we didn't really get into the nuts and bolts of it. It's held right there at Lake Fork. The monies that are brought in goes to an awesome organization called the Folds of Honor. And last year was the first year there at Fork of the Patriot Sporting Challenge, and the organization brought in and handed to the Folds of Honor $100,000, right?
You know, I've done this before. I was there when it happened, and it's still amazing to me when somebody else mentions the opportunity to give away $100,000 to such a worthy and noble cause. It's humbling.
It is, and the monies, let's just say, for instance, that $100,000, I've done some checking, and you've led me to the way to check it all out, but that money is not put up in a coffer somewhere and distributed. It is put out to people that really need it for things such as education for children from, soldiers that are wounded or killed. I mean, it's really put to good use, isn't it?
Well, it's working money. Approximately 85% of the monies that the Folds of Honor brings in goes right back out to fund scholarships, to fund tuition, to help with books and other expenses associated with getting a better education. These families have lost someone on the field of battle, or either had someone return from the field of battle significantly disabled. And while that sometimes is it's always going to be a tragedy, but it does not have to be a disaster. The world goes on, the life goes on, the family continues to survive. And with this assistance, they get to survive in a little better format, a little bit easier format to allow these kids to reach their potentials.
It makes life easier for them and gets them in a position where they can be productive for the youngsters I'm talking about. As they grow older, they'll have a good education or potential to have that and go on. Let's think about the challenge. It's the golf is involved, fishing and shooting. Let's start with shooting, and there will be a total, I think you told me this year, of 62 teams, and last year I believe it was 42 teams, right?
Yes, sir, and it's 60 teams is our maximum capacity.
60, okay.
When we envisioned this event 2 years ago when I first started all this, it was just important for us to identify our local resources. We were blessed to have Lake Fork in our backyard. We're blessed to have a spectacular golf course with the links it lands in and some of the best shooting facilities around. To be able to bring all these together in a trilogy of events, a challenge was obvious. We pulled together a really unique event last year, and we were, by all standards, hyper-successful, not only in the metric of how much money we were able to donate, but also in the responses that we had of the participants. People were anxious as they left last October. They're anxious to come back October of 2018. So in order to do that, we gave them a little bit more incentive. We expanded the shooting aspect of it, and it's just a slightly modified three-gun competition where a team of two people out of a four-man team that makes up the Patriot sporting team, two men get to go shoot pistols, rifles, and shotguns, and that's just one-third of the trilogy.
Okay, Chuck, so a team consists of how many people?
Four men, four people. So you can not need to be all men. It can be men and women.
Yes. So okay, that makes sense. And then say you have two that are accomplished rifle and pistol shots, and two that are accomplished bass fishermen. So
yes, sir.
You can just choose the skill set that's best. You know, the guys can say, hey, let me do the shooting. I think I can, you know, do pretty well there. And the other one take their bass boat and out and compete. So,
well, that would be all good, except you'd be leaving out one-third of the challenge. You still got to go play golf. It's a three-tiered monster.
And each of the teams, okay, how many of the team of four would actually have to or would play golf, for instance?
Well, the way it's set up, it'd be the answer to your question directly is two. This is a two-day event of four people. On Saturday, two of that four shoot. On Sunday, another group of two go fish, and the remaining two who would have moved over from the Saturday event would go play golf on Sunday.
Okay, so good. And they can still, the things that people are the best at, they can do. So that's
absolutely.
Plus,
absolutely.
A lot of, it sounds like just a whole lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being there. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing, but I'll guarantee you I'll be present. This, and it's held, the event is held in October, right?
Yes, sir, October 6th and 7th this year.
Yep, it's going to be fun, but in anything like this, now is definitely the time to start planning. I'm sure that you probably have people already signed up and others that are, you know, making sure they can be there, get off work, et cetera. You're making plans to enter, you know, way ahead of time, right?
Yes, sir. We've got 12 teams already signed up out of our maximum of 60.
That's awesome. Now, the say people coming from, I'm sure a lot of the folks are not locals. Plenty of lodging around Lake Fork. They will not have a problem finding a place to stay once they get here, right?
No, sir. We actually have a task force that helps support people and find good places for them. Whatever fits their needs and their budget, we'll certainly make it happen for them.
Awesome. Now, Chuck, let's do this. Let's make sure and connect folks with the, well, we call it the Lake Fork Challenge, but the Patriot Sporting Challenge, which is held right there at Lake Fork. Now, it's where does it headquarter?
We are so blessed with having our tournament headquarters at the Links of Land's Inn. We've got a large facility there that, you know, caters to the contestants. I almost said combatants because that's kind of what this is turning out to be. I mean, this is
yep.
No kidding. This is a tough challenge. That's why it's called the Lake Fork Challenge.
Well, I'm kind of getting jumping around a little bit, but back to the actual challenge, the shooting challenge, for instance.
Yes, sir.
I think you told me this year there's going to be a pistol, rifle, and shotgun.
Yes, sir. It's like I said, just a slightly modified version of the ever popular three-gun competition.
Yeah.
Two men get to go shoot rifles. They immediately move off the rifle course onto a pistol course. And then from there, they go shoot sporting clays. And each one of those endeavors, whether it be rifles or pistols, you'll have some multiplicity of chances, whether you want to do a long range or a short range. If you want to use a combat-style course or shoot stationary targets, you know, you'll have some options. You know, we want to try to give as much option to the competitors to fit their skill sets and yet still remain competitive throughout the entire shooting day.
Well, you know, as a lifelong sportsman, Chuck, and I know you are too, and I bet many of our listeners are too, I can say this for a fact. I've got some buddies, many friends in the outdoors. Most of them like to hunt and fish. I've got some guys that are really, really good sporting clay shooters. I mean, really good.
Sir.
I've got some guys that are really good long-range rifle shooters. I've got some buddies. Larry Wysoon's one of them that is awesome with a handgun. I mean, he's kind of built a career with handguns. So, but I don't have any buddies that are really good in all of them. So, you know, so therein lies the fact that a team effort there. And
that's right. And that's why we call it a challenge. You know, shooting and fishing and golf are three of our region's most favorite things to do. People who do have an affinity for the outdoors probably have some skills there, and if they do not personally, I'm sure they got a buddy who does.
Exactly. Well, Chuck and folks, we have about three more minutes to visit here, and I want us to shift gears just a little bit back to the big catfish tournament, the Yannis Catfish Tournament. We want to mention that again. We did cover that pretty well last week, I think. But tell everybody about that, Chuck, and the dates and, you know, how to sign up a little bit early if they want to.
Well, we're starting to take applications now. Of course, the Catfish Classic here in Yannis is our signature event. This is something that's important to support our local fire department, our volunteer fire department. This year, we're at the Minnebucket there on Highway 154, right there on the shores of Lake Fork. We're scheduled for May 5th and 6th. It's kind of a fun event also. We have a lot of local people who participate in this, and we've been getting a lot of traction from outside the area. We signed up a team from New Mexico the other day. We've had people from Missouri and Mississippi, I think, is one of the few that I've seen in the last day or so. Cost is pretty inexpensive. It's $75 to fish one day, $100 to fish both days. And my goodness, you get not only the opportunity to fish, we've got an evening parade. We've got a free barbecue here on our school grounds. We got live music, entertainment. There's raffles. There's auction items. You know, Luke, I got to tell you, it's probably a two-day catfish party.
Yeah, I know. I've been. I didn't make it last year, but I have been there, and it is a lot of fun. Folks, you can sign up for this just about anywhere around Lake Fork. The Minnebucket's where it's headquartered. Chuck, that's a real good place for them to sign up. There's a lot of other fishermen's one stop, a lot of places that they could sign up, right?
And the place I would send most would-be participants, why don't you give our leader, Jerry Miller, he's our mayor and is a champion of what we're doing. And if anybody's got a pencil, they can write this down. You can reach Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. And I guarantee you, he can get you in the mix.
He'll hook you up. Chuck,
absolutely.
Thank you very much for being back with us. I know you were with us last week. And, folks, last week's show is archived here at KETR.org. Just go there and click on Programs, and you'll see Outdoors with Luke right there. And you can, you know, if you missed anything or you want to listen to last week's show, it's there. And today's show, Chuck, will be archived forever. Later today, we'll get you back soon, and we'll talk some more Lake Fork area fun stuff. How about it?
We'll catch you convenience. This is a lot of fun out here.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.